Wednesday, 23 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I trust you're looking forward to being a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time for prayer meeting, as we announced on yesterday's broadcast. Whether you're meeting is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever it is, I hope you're making plans to be there. We're glad you're tuned to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Matthew chapter 20. And while we're still following a basic route here of messages entitled Meeting the Man, folks who met the Lord in the times of their difficulties or before they face their difficulties, and when we speak about meeting the man, we're not referring to this slang and vulgar term that some people refer to God as, meeting the man upstairs. No, no, not at all. We're speaking about the scripture that says there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is very God, and he is very man. And we've kind of taken a little detour here, and we're looking at the matter of stewardship and our responsibilities. In Acts chapter 4, a man by the name of Barnabas, he sold his land, and he gave it for the people who were in need. Ananias and Sapphira, they sold their land, made out that they were giving the whole thing, but they lied against the Holy Ghost, and they died because of that. I don't have time to go back into that, but if you're just joining our broadcast, you read Acts chapter 4 and 5, and you'll get the gist of what we're speaking about. And that brought us into Matthew chapter 20 of responsibilities of the employer and the employees. Here we have a parable. And by the way, a parable is a human story, is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And the householder goes out and hires a number of people at different times of the day. Well, at the end of the day, he pays what he has promised, and that ended up being the same pay. Well, when he did, those who had started out early in the day, they murmured against the good man of the house, and they were upset about it, and they were criticizing him, saying that his pay scale was unfair. Well, the bottom line of it is they had agreed to work for a day's wage, for a penny a day. And this dear man, because he wanted to extend grace to the others, he did so, and he ended up paying them the same thing he paid those who had started out with the day. And then to come down to the crux of the matter, and it is this. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? We have a right, thank God, in this country especially, most of us anyway, have a right to be able to contract with our employer. They have a right to contract with their employee. What I get paid is nobody else's business but me and those who are paying me. And what somebody else gets paid is none of my business but them and whoever has hired them. The responsibility on both sides is this. The man, the employer, is supposed to give what he promised to pay, not to give, but to pay what he promised to pay. And the employee is to do the work that he has promised to do that he might earn that pay. Now, let me say that this, as I said, upset some people. But here we have a great Bible principle that's so contrary to the political scene today, the politically correct scene today. Some people want to make it out that the employees actually own the business. Well, if it's a cooperative, they do. You know, if they paid for the business, they bought into it, it's theirs. But if somebody else is paying for the business, somebody else has set it up, it doesn't belong to the employee. The employee has a right to be paid what he's promised to be paid, and the employer has a responsibility to do that, and no more. But I want you to understand that this is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And with that in mind, I want you to take your Bibles, if you have time, and go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to see the principle, the scriptural principle behind this. And let's go ahead and begin reading in verse 1 and get this all in its context. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, speaking about our bodies, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, that's our new body, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle, in these bodies, do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for this same thing is God, who hath also given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that, while as we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. Now, you've got the context of this, coming in now to verse 9. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Now here's where we apply Matthew chapter 20 on a spiritual basis. We have the material, the example, the parable, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. We got the earthly story back in Matthew chapter 20, and here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we get the heavenly meaning. All right, verse 9, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. This is not a judgment determining whether we're going to be saved or not. That's determined while we're right here on this earth, what we do or do not do with the Lord Jesus Christ. No, there will be a Bema Seat judgment. We're all going to appear, that is, all the Christians are going to appear before that judgment. And notice this, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust are made manifest in your consciences. So, we're going to appear one day for sure before the Lord, and we're going to give an account for that which we have done, whether it be good or bad. And the Bible says everyone may receive the thing done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So I'll not be able to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and say, now, Lord Jesus, I pastored all these years, and I see what you gave brother so-and-so over here, and I just don't think that's right. I don't think you should give him that, and look at what you gave me. You can be assured there will be no such thing as that. First of all, we'll be thrilled that we're in heaven. I mean, we'll be thrilled beyond words that we're in heaven. And anything that the Lord Jesus Christ might reward us for will be a tremendous blessing. I mean a tremendous blessing. The point of it is this. Every man receives according to that which he has done. God has the right to give to every man according to his own will and according to his own wisdom and according to his own grace and according to his own generosity. And nobody will have a right to say, well, dear Lord, you didn't treat me right. The point is, God will deal with us on a personal basis. And will not the God of all the earth do right? You know he will. He always does right. And dear friend, God help us to be faithful while we're in the harvest field now. And whether it's here or there, we not concern ourselves about some blessing that somebody else is getting that we might not be getting. I'll assure you, God has, he is, and he will always do that which is right. Well, I announced on the last broadcast that we do have our services now being streamed, and we'd like to invite you, if you're not able to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church on Wednesday night, and you have access to the internet, we'd like to invite you to join us. Services at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The address is www.calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org. Had the most tremendous blessing here a few weeks ago. A precious, sweet young Christian lady comes in. I hadn't seen her in years and years. Her mother was the first in a family to get saved, and numbers of that family got saved, including her. And I hadn't seen in years, and she told me, she said, Preacher Bill, I've been listening to you on the Calvary Hour, and also we're with you on the video services. And she said, I stopped by today. She said, The services were a blessing, and she wanted to renew our acquaintance. And thank God she reminded us that we'll have the opportunity to be in glory together. Well, what a wonderful blessing. May our Lord bless you. Please join us next broadcast if you can.